The population of the Dominican Republic is a bit over 9 million, and more than a million Dominicans live in this country. But those numbers cannot begin to explain how it is that one Major League Baseball player in 10 is Dominican, and that they include many of the very best players, Pujols, Ortiz, Martinez, Guerrero, Tejada, Ramirez, Rodriguez, and many more. Well, the first wave of Dominican stars came north to play for the San Francisco Giants almost 50 years ago, and their story is the subject of a new documentary for public television called Republic of Baseball, the Dominican Giants of the American Game. In the documentary, there are interviews with the three Alou brothers and with other Dominican stars of the 1960s. And there is some stunning archival footage of, among other things, the days of Dominican dictator Rafael Trujillo.
President Trujillo of the Dominican Republic throws out the ball.
And his son, Ramfis.
When Ramfis was only 9 years old, Trujillo made him brigadier general in the armed forces. When Ramfis was older, he became commander of the Dominican Air Force. And the Air Force baseball club, Aviación, became the Playboy's personal fantasy league team. With the power to draft any young Dominican into the armed forces, Ramfis was able to force the best Dominican players to join the Air Force and play baseball.
That power of the dictator's son was used to draft a young right-handed pitcher who played for a rival team once. That pitcher is in Washington today to be honored by the Hispanic Heritage Foundation. He became one of the greatest right-handers who ever pitched, Juan Marichal. In that game that he pitched against Ramfis Trujillo's Air Force team, Marichal won.
I beat the Air Force 2-1, and the next morning, a lieutenant came up to my door and present me with a telegram. And the telegram ordered me to report it to the Air Force right away. I took the telegram to my mother. And she was mad. I was only 17 years old, and she didn't think that I should join the Air Force at that age. But finally, she came out to me and said, well, son, you can't say no to those people.
You can't say no to the Trujillos.
Yes. So I left the next morning to the Air Force base, and I spent 14 months there. I think I lost three games in those 14 months. But one of those games was when we lost a doubleheader. So Ramfis sent a commission to investigate why we lost those two games. So the whole team, manager and trainer, was thrown in jail for 5 days. So you know how seriously they take baseball in my country.
It's kind of scary to be playing for someone with that much power.
A lot of pressure.
A lot of pressure.
Yes.
You had a famous pitching motion that anyone who saw you remembers. Big, big kick up. Your left leg goes way, way up into the air, almost hits your cap on the way up. Big twist, and then you throw. Why do so few pitchers throw with a big windup like that?
Well, at the beginning, I went to see a game in my hometown, Monte Cristi. And a man named Bombo Ramos pitched the afternoon game that day. And I fell in love with his style. And his style was similar like Don Drysdale, Cyran. So I told all my friends, I say, I'm going to play shortstop anymore. I'm going to be a pitcher like Bombo Ramos. So I started pitching and tried to imitate him in every way. In 57... I came to United States. I went to Michigan City, Indiana, throwing nothing but sidearm. From there, I went to Springfield, Massachusetts in 1959. Right before the season was over, my manager, Andy Gilbert, came up to me and said, why did you pitch like that? Do you want to learn how to throw overhands? I said, what would be the benefit if I learned? And he said, you would be much better pitcher against left-hander hitters. Right away, I said, yes, I want to learn. So he took me to the bullpen with two baseball and a catcher, and I started to throw overhands, and it seemed to me that it was impossible to do it without kicking my leg. And the whole leg kicking started on that day.
And great batters, great hitters would say, facing you, they saw all these legs and arms coming at them from the mound, and this big motion. It was impossible to pick up the ball. That was part of what made you such a great pitcher.
Well, I fell in love with the style. I felt like I was throwing a little harder with a good control. In 1960, when I come up to the Major League, to the Giants, the manager and the pitching coach wanted to change my style. They don't want me to kick my leg. They claimed that I wasn't looking at the target at home plate. And I told them, I said, listen, if you look at my control and you look how many walks I give up every 9 innings, you didn't say that I didn't look at home plate when I throw the ball, because my control is real good. And you can't throw a strike if you're not looking where you're going to throw the ball. So they let me continue pitching it that way, with the advantage that after I learned how to throw overhands, then I can go three-quarter and sidearm. That was my natural way of throwing a ball.
You told me the other day about some guidance that a fellow pitcher on the Giants, Sad Sam Jones, gave you about advice.
Yes.
From the pitching coach.
He told me, he said, listen, one, whatever they tell you, let that go one ear and come out the other one, and never listen to them. Keep pitching the way you know how.
It's been great talking with you, and the only other question I have for you is, how, with such talent, could the Dominican Republic not have won the World Baseball Classic?
Well, right before they announced the date they're going to start the World Classic, I say to a lot of people, I don't think that's the right time. And the reason I say that was because the play wasn't going to be in shape. I think I was right.
You mean in March they wouldn't be in
March,
shape?
In March, yes. I think the right time for the World Classic is right after the World Series. The players are in shape. And I think they'd rather play it at that time than play it in March.
But it works in favor of other countries that play all year round.
Japan, Korea, and Cuba. They play all year round, and they show how well they were in shape to play the World Classic. And that's why they came in first and second.
Well, Juan Marichal, congratulations on your honor, and thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure.
It's Hall of Fame pitcher Juan Marichal, who's in Washington today as one of six Hispanic Heritage Award honorees. He's also featured in the new documentary film, The Republic of Baseball, The Dominican Giants of the American Game.